mean, obviously, we always want to come out with the win. We didn't get that, so I mean, there's areas we can improve on, but that's the nature of the preseason. You know, we got little things we got to take care of and make sure we get it done.
Looking forward to once again playing the Jets?
We always are. You know, whenever you get a chance to go up against a rival, you know, in-state rival, you know, close share stadium, all the history that goes into it, it's always a fun game. But it's also a preseason game, so it's a chance for us to work and hone our craft and make sure that we're setting ourselves up for a good start to the season.
Are there two levels of rivals? Justin was saying, yeah, they live in the city with us, but when we play the NFC East, those are the
ones that are going to impact your season the most. I think that's what you consider the biggest rivals. So, you know, the Dallas, the Phillies, and Washington's and anybody in the NFC. But, you know, there is a little bit added to it because we're in the same city and, you know, we frequent the same places. And you know, you want to be able to, you know, be the best in your hometown.
What do you make of Tebow Media?
I mean, he's a gamer. You know, he's a guy who knows how to play, and we got to be able to prepare for it. You know, Tebow Mania is, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we have a lot of manias over here. We got Tuck Mania and Eli Mania. So we're, you know, we're used to that kind of attention and that kind of fanfare. But for us, it's just it's another game.
The Wildcat, the first Tebow Mania, incredibly successful and then not so much. Is it still a dangerous offense that prepare for?
It can be a dangerous offense. I think it takes more preparation now because in the beginning it was just something that teams had never seen before, so it just threw everybody a curveball. Now I think it's something that, you know, if you're going to install in your offense, you got to spend time preparing for it because we've seen it on film. We know how to adjust to it now as a defense.
Is it a lot of time you have to prepare for it, or is it
for us on defense or for them?
Yeah, I mean, not obviously not for this game, but
no,
in general,
it's more just about matching up and make sure everybody knows what their assignments are in specific formations more than anything, because it's not, most of the times when you see the Wildcat, it's not something that offensive have had time to perfect and to go over, so it's more just about being in the right spot and making a football play.
And say what you will about Tebow's passing efficiencies, this is completely different. I mean, a lot of the Wildcats have been running backs who take the snap, but this guy can actually throw the ball.
Yeah, it definitely adds another element to it when you talk about how they're going to execute the Wildcat for that reason, because he can throw the ball better than most running backs could, you know. But in terms of, you know, how we're going to approach it, it's just line up, get where you're supposed to be, and make a football play.
Is there any party that's excited to go against him to see what this is all about?
I mean, we've had a chance to play against some great players in this league, so I think, you know, you don't want to put them too high, you don't want to take them too lightly either. So for us, like I said, it's a chance for us to get out there, hone our craft, make sure that we're setting ourselves up to be in a good spot when the season starts.
We asked you about the lack of respect that you guys get on the first day of camp, and since then, Clay Matthews has chimed in, Dante Whitner has chimed in. Apparently you guys don't win games, so the team wins them. Are you used, upset, anything about all that?
It's completely irrelevant. It's so far out of my mind right now. The only thing that I'm focused on is what we have to do to get ourselves another ring. That's the only thing that's of concern to me.
You guys, is there any benefit to, you know, we're used to the Jets. We know they create a circus. That's just what goes on down there. Is there any benefit in being in the shadow of that in terms of the way you guys operate? Or
I mean, it depends on what you call the shadow. In my mind, you know, we cast a big shadow in terms of, you know, championships, win losses, and that kind of thing. Now, if you want to talk about, you know, preseason hype and talk and all that stuff, it doesn't really matter for us. I mean, there have been times when we've had it and we didn't perform. There have been times when we didn't have it, we did perform, and vice versa. So, like I said, for us, the main thing is where we're at the end of the season.
And do you think, where do you guys stand as far as being, you know, the 7-17, 6-0 team? I think that was Coach's message a little bit. How do you go about, what do you think? Where do you stand right now? Which team are you?
This is still the evaluation process. I would say that we're, you know, somewhere in between that 7-7 team and that championship team. How close we are to that championship team remains to be seen. But, you know, we've done some great things. We've done some poor things. But, you know, as we go into the second game, and especially that third game of the preseason, that's when you get a real understanding of where we're at as a team.
Do you almost wish that you were playing them during the third game of the preseason?
I don't think it really matters who you're playing, because every team in this league is capable of putting out a good performance. So we got to be able to match up against whoever we're playing against in that third game.
Knowing what you've done, how much can you help a guy like Adrian Tracy, who's kind of like linebacker, defensive end, OC Junior?
Mm-hmm. I think right now the biggest guy he's leaning on is probably OC, just because they do have some of the same physical attributes, and you know that speed off the ball is definitely there. In terms of transition, you know, I definitely sat down with him a few times and just you know tried to see where his head was and all that stuff. But he's a mentally tough individual and he's a hell of a player, so I don't have any concern about whether or not he'll adjust to it.
Got it.
Thank you. Thank you.